And we want to welcome into the WNRN studios, Cadillac Sky. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad that you're here. Been a fan of your music for a while. You guys started off, at least initially, on a kind of national way by being signed to Skaggs Family Records.
Yes, we did. That is correct.
Well, for me, you know, it's to me, there's a couple of labels that, you know, seem to be real proponents of, like, you know, traditional, if there is such a word, of bluegrass music. And Skaggs Family Records is one, and actually Rebel Records is right here in Charlottesville is another, and certainly Rounder does its job in that department. So I would say pretty clearly at that point you guys were pretty traditional in your approach to bluegrass, but since that time you guys have stepped away a bit from the traditional element of bluegrass. I hear you guys play some piano and maybe even occasionally the glockenspiel. How do you put a glockenspiel into this mix?
Well, it just happens to be whatever's sitting around sometimes, what we grab hold of. And I think a lot of even on our first record, the traditional bluegrass folks thought we might be a little too far out on the limb there, but certainly now we have fallen off that limb. And but yeah, you know, just spending time with each other, getting more comfortable playing together, and getting more comfortable with ourselves, and recognizing that you know, the song deserves what it deserves, and if that means like a banjo on the front end and an electric guitar on the back end of the same song, if that's what it deserves, we'd only be not doing it the justice to do anything other than that, you know, just so we could stay inside a genre. So that's you know, probably the reason that we're no longer on Skaggs Family Records is we had at some point our relationship with the bluegrass community hit a crossroads.
Well, that's cool, though, and you know, who better to kind of give you like a different perspective on what your music can do than to work with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys? How did you guys, you know, meet up with him and decide that he was going to produce this new record?
Well, you know, I'm from Ohio myself, and Dan.
We're talking to
David Mayfield.
David Mayfield, right?
The handsome member of the group.
Absolutely. And welcome back, by the way, Dave.
Hey, you know, it's great to be back.
Because you were here with your sister, Jessica Lee Mayfield, and that was
right.
A very pretty, delightful Saturday afternoon. So we're glad to have you back here with Cadillac Sky.
I was awake for that.
Virginia okay. Can breathe a sigh of relief. He's back.
I'm back, ladies. So I've known Dan for a while, and he produced my sister's record. And I was out playing with her. We were opening for the Black Keys, and I just slipped him one of the Skaggs Family records that these boys did before me, and he liked the guys and liked the tunes, but he just didn't care for that slick Nashville sound. So
we went to the Akron sound.
That's right. We went up there and we did it the way the Stanley Brothers would have done it. Just, you know, all the harmony vocals were sang around one microphone like we're about to do in here. You know, just we didn't use the studio as an extra member of the band. We just kind of used it as a tool to record us as we were.
We've got the gentleman from Cadillac Sky live in the WRN studios tonight. They are going to be playing at the Southern tonight. So what are you guys going to start with first?
Let's do the first song off the new record.
Track one.
Okay.
Wait, better known as Trapped Under the Ice.
Okay. Cadillac Sky live in the WRN studios this morning.
Welcome me in open arms, I dream.
I am a monkey in a cave.
I am a monkey in a cave.
I am a prisoner of your love.
I am a prisoner of your love.
I was a solitary man.
I was a solitary man.
Until my eyes say yo.
WNRN. We got Cadillac Sky live in the WNRN studios this morning. They are playing tonight at the Southern. Also, Alan Thompson will be there as well, and he'll be in our studios a little bit later on this hour as well. And we do have some tickets to the show tonight to give away. So you got together with Dan Auerbach. You put together the new album. How did you find Dual Tone Records to be your label? I mean, they're kind of a cool label. They have all sorts of different people on there. I actually like their group called Danger Muffin on there. I don't know if you've actually had a chance to listen to that album, but also they have some other really interesting people on that album, and they vary. So how did you guys get together with them?
Well, I think it was eHarmony.
Yes. eHarmony? Oh, okay.
Something like
matchmaking
that,
yeah. Group.
One of those things. No, we just, you know, we met with a lot of different labels and different people, and they seemed really excited about new ideas and tackling the same old idea just from different angles. So they won us over,
and then they're the ones that backed up the most money to the door. That's really,
yeah, they millions and millions, yeah, of ideas. I think about it was, money. Yeah.
It was the diamond-studded earrings. I think that pushed us over.
They
the
talked
top.
About. We didn't get them. They talked about.
Yeah,
them.
They talked about a lot of that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It was,
yeah,
one of the millions of ideas.
Yeah, they, yeah, were, and they had, and they have. There's this girl Lori who works there who's real purdy,
and she's really nice.
And she's really nice, but she's prettier than she is nice.
Well, did she follow you from Skaggs Family Records over to Dual Tone? You know, she used to work for Skaggs Family Records as well.
No, she didn't actually. She didn't. Well, she did, but I mean, she didn't follow us.
Yeah, no,
we followed her. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Ooh. There you go.
I don't know if she knew that. That's uncomfortable.
Does Ricky know?
I don't know.
Somebody, can we call Ricky? Do you guys ever get his phone number?
No. And that long hair is makes me nervous now.
Can we track it down and call him on the air?
No, not today. But I mean, you're welcome to call him when we get off the air and straighten it all out.
No, actually, he's not welcome to.
Okay.
Well, I'm legally not welcome to call Ricky Skaggs.
Oh, okay. Hey, David, could you do me a favor and introduce all your bandmates here with Cadillac Sky?
Yeah, I sure can. Over on the bass, we have Andrew Moritz. And on the fiddle, we have Ross Holmes. And on the five-string banjo, we have the ever-present Matthew Menefee. And on the mandolin with the freakishly large cranium, Brian Simpson.
And that's, yes, Cadillac Sky.
Those are all their names.
That's right. And Adam,
I remembered.
Andrew over here has, his nickname is Panda. So I'm sure there's a story in there too, right?
No.
No? Okay. No story. Okay.
He wrestled a panda and won one time, so the name is stuck.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about this video that you guys created for Hangman. And kind of an interesting story. Go down to, what is it, Ten City in Nashville?
Ten City, yeah. It was actually Roger Pistole who did our video for a song called Born Lonesome off of our first record. He called me, and you know, and he does videos for all kinds of groups that are way more esteemed than us, and so he called me. He's like, man, I want to, let's do something together, let's work together. So we're like, yeah, we just made this new record, send it to him. He loved the new record and wanted to do something with Hangman, and so we went through some ideas, and it was his idea to go down. He had been down to Tent City on working with somebody, and not on a video shoot, but just to check something out, and said it was just an amazing place, you know, where people have formed this community down by the river, down by the Cumberland, because they've, you know, a homeless community, and they built, you know, these sort of ramshackle shacks, and you know, with, you'd see out there, you'd see like tents with real doors on them and stuff of that nature and things. And so there's a lot of people down there that have were doing everything they could to kind of stay together. Keep community going. We went down there and shot the video, and there were some really some cool people that came out. We were in there for about, you know, I think 10 minutes. And being in Nashville, immediately someone came up looking for the lead singer to pitch us a song. So we knew we were in Nashville's tent city as opposed to anywhere else in this big world. But then, so we shot the video, actually one of the guys that was in the, that lived there was actually in the video. And so it was really cool. And then about 2 weeks later, the flood, the Cumberland rose and flooded, and they wiped it out. So watch the video. It's some of the last probably footage of that area before the river took their homes.
Yeah, well, you guys got to, you know, dance on the logs down by the river. And
yeah.
I mean, was it, how long did it take to shoot the video? Was it like a day or a couple
like
days?
4 hours.
4 hours. So you were, yeah, you were quick studies on the video thing.
That's Roger Pistol. All love out to him on that.
We've got Cadillac Sky live in the WNRN studios, and also we'll have Alan Thompson in a little bit later this hour. What are you going to play for us next? You going to play Hangman?
Yeah, we'll do something. David wrote a song that's called The Pitiful Waltz. My aunt said the other day it's awfully pitiful.
Well, I tell her I appreciate it.
I will.
Melody ring.
WNRN, Cadillac Sky, live in the WNRN studios. They're going to be playing tonight at the Southern, and it's been a great pleasure having them here. And we've got time for one more song. What are we going to play?
Let's play a song that the video accompanied.
Oh, okay.
Something me and David wrote and the other guys made a reality. One called Hangman. 1, 2, 3, 4.
WNRN with Cadillac Sky, and big thanks to Matt, David, Brian, Ross, and Andrew for coming in this morning, and it'll be a great show tonight at the Southern. We're going to have some tickets in just a little bit, but we're going to do a change-roo here and get Alan Thompson in the WNRN next studios. We're going to do it backwards. We have the headliner, and then we'll have the opener here this morning. So thanks again for coming in and playing live. Always a pleasure to see you guys.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for having us.